Good morning. Are you ready for some special festivities on Spirit in the Morning? I sure am. I'm Gary Zimak, joined in the studio by my partner, my co-pilot, my right-hand man, Diamond Dave
Diamond
Parker.
You know, Thank you, Gary.
And you know why I call you that, brother?
Why?
Because you're a precious gem.
Oh, man.
I'm just happy.
My heart.
You know what?
Thank you.
You know what, Mr. Parker?
You.
I'm just happy you showed up on time today. It's very nice.
I was just going to say that.
Not that I'm going to bust on you for being late for your own program yesterday, because you are the co-host. But you know what?
I know. I was elsewhere yesterday at the key time.
You know what?
I did my mea culpa.
But yeah, that's right. I'm just teasing you. You're here today. That's what matters. Joining us in the studio, I'm extra excited today, Dave. Marty Rotella is here with us. Marty, brother, good
Gary.
Morning. Hey.
Diamond Dave.
Right? You like that?
I love it.
Magic Marty.
That's right. You know, last week we were trying to get Dave. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was trying to come up with a new name for Dave, right?
Yes.
His middle name is Lewis,
yes.
Right? But I said David Lee Parker sounds good, or Davy Ray Parker. We were thinking of going.
So, you love
know, it. Well, yeah. So, well, what was yours?
I don't. Well, my name's Edward.
It was Gary Z, wasn't it?
Gary Z and Davy P, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Davey
or Davy Ray. Whatever. We're working on that. Marty, it's so good to see you this morning.
Oh, same here, Gary. Good. And everybody out there in Radio Land, hello.
We got good stuff for you planned, Marty. We're going to be playing some of your songs from your new Christmas album. The title of it is?
Oh, Holy Night.
Cool. Great stuff on there.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Great. So we're going to be playing all Marty Rotella throughout the hour. I'm going to be doing a live duet with my daughters, Mary and Elizabeth, and we are going to be putting this up on Facebook Live, incidentally. We did a little something before the show. We're going to be doing the performance. I got my guitar with me.
Your guitar?
I'm all set to go. And then later in the show, Marty and the girls are going to be singing Silent Night Live.
Ooh,
so
beautiful.
Lots of music for you today. Plus, even better than that, we're going to have a special giveaway today. Marty, I love to give things away on the show.
Sounds great to me.
So that's going to be happening later in the program. We will talk about.
I was going to give my car away the other day. I had to watch it.
You add so much to the show, Dave, I got to say.
I just bring it up, don't I?
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Is your car still running?
Yeah. I'll
give it away.
I had to put a boot on it.
One thing about, we can never be accused of being too serious on the show. But, you know, we like to keep it light, but we like to keep it spiritual at the same time. We've got a few days left in Advent, so we're going to be touching on that, how we can still make this our best Advent ever. Why don't we kick this show off with prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for giving us this new day. We thank you for all of the blessings in our lives. We thank you especially for the blessing of your Son, Jesus, who came to earth to become one of us, to live amongst us, to suffer on the cross, to die, and to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be open. We thank you, Father, for being so accessible, for always being there for us whenever we need you. We ask you in these remaining few days of Advent to draw us closer to you. Help us to get to know you through your Son, Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit. We lift up those who are sick today. We lift up anyone who is anxious. Anyone who is suffering in any way, maybe somebody dealing with doubt or despair. We lift up the homeless, the homebound. Anybody who is dealing with any weather-related problems, any religious persecution issues. We lift them all up to you, Heavenly Father. We give you our own personal needs and our intentions. And also, I ask you to speak through us on the program today. May your voice go out through all of us today. Please open up our hearts and our minds so that we can be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And we all say amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, boys, I'm fired up today. Before we started the show, Marty, we were talking about, we hear this a lot, keep Christ in Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Which is, it's a noble sentiment, very good idea, but you hit on a different angle of this. We don't need to keep Christ in Christmas. He is Christmas,
amen,
right?
Amen, yeah. You know, that's the key. The key here is that when I say, yeah, keep Christ in Christmas, what, are you trying to convince people?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait
right.
a minute. Christ is Christmas.
Right.
You know, like, and what is Christmas? It's Jesus. And you know, and I don't want to be a fanatic going on the street and screaming that either,
no.
But you want to know something? What's the truth here? The truth is, Christmas, Jesus, amen,
yeah.
Over, this is it.
That's right.
And that's what we want to bring to the world, you know, this love. He's the answer, the light in the darkness. He's the light in the darkness.
We're here to remind people.
And there's no doubt Dave and Marty, that there's a lot of darkness out there.
Oh, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's our job. The Lord gives us the job to share him with others, right?
Amen.
And Marty, you do that. We had this talk last time. You were down last month, and we had this talk after the show. We went out to breakfast and were chatting a little bit. And you were talking about how you can, how you go out and you evangelize. And you don't necessarily have to start by whipping your Bible out and saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sometimes it starts with a smile, a kind word. That opens the door, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? I never, ever, ever start with God. I never even mention God. Don't mention Jesus. I don't have the Bible out. I go out and I just be him.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. You know, when you're him, when you're listening to people's problems,
right.
When you give a hug, when you give a smile, that's it. You're him. And that's what starts the whole conversation about him, about God. You know, just be him.
That's what we're called to be.
Yeah. And people are searching, Dave.
Yes.
Especially, it's funny, this is, you know, we're in the Advent season. This is a time of anticipation. It's a time of love and peace and all that stuff. But you go to the mall, people are losing their minds. They're fanatic, right? People are nasty because they're stressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And guys, I think I know they're searching for the Lord even though they don't mm-hmm. know it.
Yes.
You know what that brings us, Gary? It brings us to Advent again. Now, what is Advent? A lot of people say preparation. All that's all great, but you know what Advent is?
Talk about
transformation of yourself. See, we want everybody else to transform.
Right.
My wife
right.
better transform. My husband better transform. The kids better. No. You want to make Christmas the best possible. Look in the mirror tonight and say, yo, what can you do? Well, how can you can transform to make this world a better world, a world of love? That's what Jesus is about, world of love.
Yeah.
Speaking of transforming oneself, and back to Advent and that craziness. True story, about a week ago, I was going to a mall, mm-hmm. and there was one parking spot, and I had my blinker on. And, you know, I was waiting for the person to pull out, and then there was a woman on the opposite side, and she just zoomed right in. So talking about, like, whoa, you know, I'm thinking, yo.
Right, right.
What do you know... You didn't see me standing there, sitting
I mean,
there
that's
with
what
my
you,
light on?
That's what you think initially,
well,
right?
Yeah,
that's
a
natural feeling.
And then I said to myself, okay, this is Advent, you know, chill out. Huh. And I had to change my perspective on that person. I mean, just it takes one person to, like, tick you off a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, that person becomes your enemy. So what does Jesus say? Love your enemies.
Absolutely.
So you got to love them. Bless them instead of curse them.
Well, that's what I ended up doing. You
not
know?
Easy.
They took the spot, and I moved down the line, and I said, wow, I don't want to be sucked into this Advent
That's right.
craze.
That's right. Now, let's talk about that for a minute, because, Marty, mm-hmm. you're a big Holy Spirit guy,
yep.
and I believe that so many times the Holy Spirit is giving us these little nudges, these little prompts, such as in Dave's case, that idea, like, hey, maybe I should chill out. And I think the key is to listen, as you did, to the Holy Spirit, who's reminding us, hey, you're supposed to do the right thing. Right?
Exactly. You know, the Holy Spirit is your conscience. So if you're going to steal something and you take it, and all of a sudden you walk away and you say, wait, that was somebody else's, I better bring it back. Well, you're listening to the Holy Spirit. That's your conscience, right?
Right.
The other thing is you listen to the Holy Spirit through other people. My daughter was 10 years old. I had road rage, and I was, you know, just new at this conversion and loving God, you
right,
know?
Right.
And you cut me off, I'm coming after you.
Right.
So,
right.
So the whole deal happened is my daughter was 10. She goes, Dad, you scare me. You're cursing people out. And I say, oh, honey, I'm sorry. She goes, why don't you bless them? You know, you love Jesus. Why don't you bless them instead
wow.
of curse them? So the next time I went down the road, like about 20 minutes later, guy cuts me off. So I'm ready to go after this guy. And all of a sudden I look at her and she goes, bless him. Come on, just bless him. So that's what I do. I'm on the highway. I'm blessing people instead of cursing them.
Wow.
So little things like that, you know. Praise God.
And yeah, praise God. And it's an ongoing process, though. We talk about conversion. And we're going to have Kevin Lowry on the show tomorrow talking about conversion. And one of the things about conversion, sometimes we assume that it's a one-time process, mm. right? I've converted. Okay, I'm done now. But it's not. No. It's ongoing, right, Marty? It's a daily thing.
Every morning. You know, before you get out of bed, I tell people, before you put your feet on the floor, ask yourself three questions. God, who are you? I want to know more about you today. God, who am I? Teach me about myself. And God, what is love? I want to love more. And then get out of bed.
Huh.
What a great prayer. Every day. Who is God? Who am I? What is love? I'm going to start my journey.
Hey,
like
Gary, you know what that? That's beautiful.
Hey, oh, man. You've been doing your homework, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, yesterday, in case you missed it on the program, and Marty, we were telling you this about earlier, we taught Dave how to speak Philadelphian. Because tomorrow, by the way, let me make this announcement, we are headed to the dining car in Northeast Philadelphia, And if you're in the area, you need to stop by and see us. We're going to be broadcasting live, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, in case you're listening around the country. You want to listen, even if you can't come. We're going to be at the Dining Car, Northeast Philadelphia, Frankfort Avenue, right off of I-95, the Academy Road exit. They have fantastic food, so you can stop in and get some food. They got a great bakery there. And Frank Eliason, our Director of Operations, will, for the first time, be trying Scrapple. Because it's Scrapple Wednesday at the Dining Car, Mark. Now, Marty, you're a New York guy, North Jersey guy. You ever tried Scrapple?
I can't even spell it.
It's kind of an acquired taste, or I don't know.
It is.
An acquired taste, or either one of those tastes where you either like it or you hate it.
Exactly, I think.
Very few people are neutral about Scrapple.
Exactly. Well, I'm gonna. Can I invite Marty and his friend Christine? Maybe if you're in the area tomorrow, in the Army, we used to say in the AO, the area of operations.
Okay.
Setting up in the field. You know, broadcasting live, you know. If you're in the area, come on over.
You're always welcome, Marty.
I'm welcoming everybody out there.
That's right.
Come on down.
All right, while we have a few minutes, let's do the gospel for today's Mass. This is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Again, we're continuing down this path. The church is taking us down a great path for the remaining few days of Advent. This is a very familiar story. Listen to this. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. And you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. All right, Marty.
Amen.
We've heard this story a lot of times, right? Mary gets told, "You've been chosen to become the mother of the Savior. How can this be?" Mary asks a simple question. Angel says to her, "It's going to happen by the power of the Holy Spirit." Mary said, "Good enough. Let it be done to me according to your word. I'm in. I don't need to know any of the details." The angel departs from her. Amazing, right?
Oh, you know, the story's unbelievable. And if you take those words Mary said and just break it down to one word, the word is yes.
Yep.
She said yes to God.
That's right.
And that's obedience.
That's right.
That's awesome, man. And Jesus said yes, too, 2,000 years ago when he came down. And, you know, so, and God be among us. You know, Emmanuel, God among us. The name Jesus means that, God among us. And not only that, we get it in the Eucharist, too, because Jesus, not only 2,000 years ago, becomes one of us. He's among us now.
That's right.
Awesome.
Thank you. And he loves us too much to be a distant God. He wants to be with us. Oh. He wants to be one with us. Mm-hmm. So that's the message for you today, to think about that. The Lord loves you so much that he wants to be present with you in the Eucharist. And here's the deal. If you're able to get to your local adoration chapel, if you're able to get to Mass today, you can see Jesus. You can receive him right into your own body. I mean, that's just a miraculous gift. Right, Marty?
Awesome. Everything.
It's just, we are so blessed to be Catholic, and we are blessed to be with you here on Spirit in the Morning. When we come back, Mary and Elizabeth Zimak and their father, which happens to be me, we're going to do a little song for y'all, so you don't want to miss this. We're also going to be putting this up on Facebook Live. Stay tuned. It's 7:14 on Spirit in the Morning. We got lots of good stuff coming up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 20th. Today we celebrate St. Dominic of Silos. Today's saint was born into a peasant family in Spain around the year 1000. As a young boy, Dominic spent time in the fields, welcoming the solitude. When he grew up, he became a Benedictine monk and served in numerous leadership positions. Following a dispute with the king over monastery property, Dominic and two other monks were exiled. They established a new monastery in what at first seemed an unpromising location. Under Dominic's leadership, however, it became one of the most famous houses in Spain, reporting many healings. Wealthy patrons endowed the monastery, allowing Dominic to ransom Christians who'd been taken prisoner by the Moors. About 100 years after his death, in 1073, Dominic appeared to a grieving mother who'd made a pilgrimage to his tomb. He assured the young woman that she would bear another son, which she did. Her son became the Dominic who founded the Order of Preachers, the Dominicans. From that time until 1931, the abbot's staff used by St. Dominic of Silos was used to bless the Spanish queen and was placed under her bed before childbirth.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
And that was Marty Rotella, who happens to be in the studio with us doing O Holy Night. Okay, it's a very special time now. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening and watching, because we're on Facebook Live, Spirit in the Morning. I've got my daughter Elizabeth here, my daughter Mary,
And we're about to do our rendition of Away in a Manger. Now, we've been practicing, right?
Yeah, we sure have.
You guys ready? Think we can pull this off?
I think so. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Away in a Manger. Here we go. How'd that sound, everybody in the studio? So we got lots going on today. We are here in the studio. Marty Rotella is joining us. Dave Parker's manning the controls. I am in a different seat, girls, so I'm a little bit confused, you know. Normally I'm in my one seat, but I'm over here with my guitar, and we are still on Facebook Live. We're going to be back again for anyone watching on Facebook. We're going to be back again when Marty will be singing live with the girls. So stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss that. Now, continuing on with the show, Dave Parker.
Yes, sir.
What time? I like when you call me sir. Yeah. Don't you like it when he calls me sir? It's a sign of respect.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Dave, what time is it?
What time is it? It is 7:22.
Right, that's good. The problem is our clock in the studio is not functioning. So,
well, the wall clock.
The
so
wall
I
clock
go by
is
the
not
computer
functioning.
Clock. Yeah, we gotta.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shift back. Parker, cover me for a minute to my seat.
All right.
And girls, why don't you stick with us? We're going to interview you a little bit. Okay. Mary and Elizabeth are here in the studio. So, how's your Advent going so far, Mary and Elizabeth?
It's going great.
It's going great.
It's going great?
Really well.
Yeah.
You know what? Mom, she actually started a new kind of tradition thing this year. She suggested that we take about 5 minutes every day just to spend time with Jesus and, you know, talk to him about what's going on and stuff.
What a
like
great
that.
Idea,
and, yeah,
Elizabeth.
You know what? Honestly, though, I've been trying it, and I really think it's I've noticed that it's really helped me to stay close to Jesus.
I like to tell Jesus, like, everything that happened that day.
And I just think it's a really good practice to get into, even like, not when you're not
yeah.
in Advent.
Yeah. I think it's a great New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom, for that great idea.
And Mom has joined us, too. My lovely wife, Eileen, is here, too.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, but it's really a good point. And this is what we stress on this show. Dave and I talk about this all the time, to get used to talking to Jesus. Because I think for many of my years, I'm a cradle Catholic, as you guys all know. But I went through the motions for a lot of years. I didn't talk to Jesus as if he was real. He is real. That's why I love having Marty on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Dave? You know, because he reminds us that Jesus is real. We need to talk to him every day.
Mm-hmm. And Marty is very real. He's down.
I'll say.
Yeah.
He is. He's down to earth. He's a real guy.
That's
really
his approach. He meets people where they are, and that's our motto. One of our mottos.
And we want to do that. We want to continue to be here for you to help get your day started off in the right way. And I know, Eileen, you are someone who talks to Jesus all the time, right? Especially living with me. You can talk to Jesus.
Mostly it's Jesus help me.
Well, you didn't
I'm
have to say that. She's so honest. But it's true. You know, you get used to talking to him. You're a big believer in adoration.
Oh, yeah.
As was your mother.
Oh, my mother. That's where I learned it from. Yeah.
She loved going to adoration, and I would encourage you to spend time with Jesus. Get to know him. You know, read a little bit of scripture every day. Eileen, you read your daily mass readings every day.
I've been doing that, too.
Mary, you have, right? And do you feel like you know Jesus better?
A little bit.
Yeah, by talking to him, right? And Elizabeth, do you do the same thing?
Yeah, I do.
And you feel him talk to you. You know he's with you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because right? Go ahead,
honestly,
Elizabeth.
Though, I really think that it's good to kind of, you know, when you're young, get into a good relationship with Jesus. Because you need him now when you're young, but especially as you get older, I think you need him more.
Yeah, because he's your friend. And you want to talk to him as if he were, like, you know, sitting next to you.
Mm-hmm. But I just think it's really good to get into the habit of talking to Jesus now when you're young.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know I talk to Jesus all the time,
sure do.
Right?
Yeah, you do, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know he loves me. I know he's my friend. And when I wake up in the middle of the night,
right.
instead of
alone.
Worrying, I know I could talk to
right.
Jesus, right? I don't want to wake Mom up to talk to her.
No, that would not be a good idea.
Smart man. Very smart.
Right, Dave? I'm a smart guy.
See, that's the good thing about God, because, like, he's always awake. Like,
yeah.
It's just like you can always talk to him. He's like, you know.
Hey,
Yes, Mayor.
Mom taught me this really cool trick.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
And sometimes I worry about things in the night. So sometimes before I go to bed, I get my rosary beads and I put them under my pillow and I hold them in one of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as if the Blessed Mother is holding my hand.
Mary, yeah, that's
and you
so
know,
smart.
You know what else is good? Say Hail Marys if you can't
right.
sleep. That's good, too.
One time I tried saying the rosary.
And what happened? Did you fall asleep?
Well, sometimes I wake up, sometimes I fall asleep. It depends.
Yeah. That's a trick, Mom. See, Mom, you teach us
See,
a lot
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, Mom.
You know?
What would we do without
yeah.
you, Mom?
But
really?
You
so thank you, Mom, for that.
You have taught me that, too. When I can't sleep, instead of worrying sometimes,
mm-hmm.
right, as I'm prone to do because I'm an anxious person
yeah.
by nature, I start praying my rosary.
Yeah, me too. Mary, this is Dave. I sleep
Dave.
with my rosary in my hand.
Do you?
That's good,
yes,
yeah.
I do.
I have a little...
Sometimes I wake up and it's not in my hand.
I know!
Right. Yeah!
But I search for it. Really, I do.
Yeah, that happens to me,
too. But don't you
too.
Feel your Blessed
oh,
Mother's presence?
Yes.
You know, that's
yes.
your mom. She's holding your
absolutely.
Hand.
I have a special, like, mini rosary thing. I don't know what it is, like a chaplet.
A chaplet?
Yeah, but I keep it under my pillow, like it, so it stays there.
Yeah.
In case I need it.
Well, this is really great. It's great to talk yeah. about our Blessed Mother
because
we love her. I know, Marty,
yeah.
you love her, too. And
she's
a good lady. She loves us. She's a good mother. You know, she reminds me of when I was a child, my mother led me around by the hand. And if we stick
yeah.
with Mary, she's going to lead us to Jesus. And that's the thing. If you stick with Mary, you let her take you by the hand, you get into a lot less trouble that way. So
yeah.
I'm excited. This is a great day on the program. Before we go to a break, we have a couple seconds left before the break. I want to give you the weather. It's 28 degrees. Actually, no, that's yesterday's weather. Dave Parker, you've got to get to the office.
Gary,
no,
16 degrees.
In Doylestown, it's 16 degrees. In Riverton, New Jersey, which is kind of around our hometown, it's 19 degrees. And in Westchester, it's 13 degrees. Today in Philadelphia, it's going to be sunny with a high near 38. Tonight, clear, low around 25. Wednesday, sunny, high near 45 degrees.
Whoa.
But that's not bad for December weather.
Heat wave.
That's right. That's heat wave. Hey, Dave, we're going down a shore.
We're going down a shore?
Right.
Yeah,
there you go.
The sun's going to be out.
That's aight. See?
All right.
Dave Parker's
aight.
Been practicing his Philadelphia,
yeah.
so we're all ready.
I'm a quick study, Gary.
You sure are. When we come back from the break, Marty's going to be singing live along with Mary and Elizabeth. Mary and Elizabeth, are you ready to do it again? Or
yes,
you,
we are.
Do you need some
extra
time
sure.
to recuperate?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, hey, you guys are going to be great. Now, we're going to do that when we come back. The time is 7 something or other because I don't have...
7:28, almost 7:29, folks.
Thank
Stick
you,
around.
Dave. We have got to get this clock fixed. Where is Fearless Frank when you need him? We need to get this studio clock
Excited.
Fixed. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning live in the studio today with Mary and Elizabeth Zimak, Eileen Zimak, Gary Zimak, Dave Parker, Marty Rotella is going to be singing live for us. Christine is here taking some video, putting us up on Facebook Live. So stay tuned. Lots more coming up on Spirit in the Morning. You don't want to go anywhere because we're going to help you to make the most out of the remaining days of Advent. It's still not too late to make this your best Advent ever. You might think it's too late. You might feel that you wasted the time. Don't worry about the past because the past is gone. Right now, we are here today, and we can make this our best Advent ever.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Christmas is often described as a holiday for children, but really it's a holy day for people of all ages. Pathos writer Pat Gone agrees and shared some thoughts on how adults can better immerse themselves in the season's true meaning. She wrote, "What if we prepared our hearts for Christmas not just by listening to or reading the gospel, but by really entering into the story? It's a real spiritual exercise." "That's what makes Christmas so utterly amazing," Goan continued. "My eyes see and my heart detects God becoming part of the human family, and I find Him in my own experiences. When my life glorifies and praises God for all I have heard and seen, then I am not only entering the story, I am living it." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Thank you.
Wow, that was God Rest You Merry Gentlemen by Marty Rotella. I have to tell you, that is one of the that's the best version of that song I've ever heard, Dave.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, Marty, you did a fantastic job.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a great CD. And by the way, if you like Marty Rotella's CD, you're hearing some excerpts from his new Christmas CD, all I'm going to say is stay tuned. Don't do anything yet, but stay tuned, because you just may, I have a feeling, you just may have a chance to win that CD, all right? Hold that thought. Right now, we have another live performance, and we're going to be going, once again, thanks to the multi-talented Christine, we're going to be going live on Facebook with this performance. This is going to feature Marty Rotella, my daughter Mary, and my daughter Elizabeth. They're going to be singing Silent Night. I'm going to be accompanying them on the guitar. So we're going to try this again. We did a musical performance earlier, but we're going to do another one. The joys of live radio, Dave. Lots of
Absolutely.
Great things happening today.
Yes.
So if you're ready, and again, we're going live on Facebook, too. So if you want to watch us, you can see us as well. We are about to perform Silent Night. Here we go.
Silent Night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heaven.
Silent Night. Man, you guys really brought it. I'll tell you, Marty Rotella, Elizabeth Zimak,
beautiful.
Mary Zimak. Beautiful, as we say in Philadelphia. So, oh, man, that's really exciting. So thank you for watching on Facebook Live. It's really cool that we're doing these Facebook Live videos, Dave, right?
Yeah.
So you, well,
onward and upward.
It depends. This face might be a little bit too much to look at early in the morning, but what can I say? You know, I got that face
Speak
for radio.
That's right.
So thank you, girls, for joining us. Marty, I want to talk to you a little bit about that, about this Christmas CD. Mm-hmm. What was the inspiration? I mean, you've recorded a lot of things, but this is the first Christmas CD, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, Gary, I tell you what happened is I really didn't even like Christmas that much because, you know, after you go through a divorce and your family splits, you know, 20 years ago,
yeah,
the holidays, they're not too cool. And I didn't even want to do any Christmas CD. And all of a sudden, God was writing songs through me. I wrote about four or five songs on this CD of about five originals.
Yeah.
And I realized that he wants me to get back into Christmas. And that was my Advent. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that together with, you know, keep Christ in Christmas, which I don't like. You know, I want Christ is Christmas.
Exactly.
With that, plus the fact that, you know, I have... you know, this problem with Christmas, but now I fell in love with Christmas again. You know,
yeah.
Christine came into my life, and, you know, it adds a wonderful journey with Christ, you
yeah.
know, at this. So that's why we did it. We did it because my brother's been pushing it for years.
He really?
Loves, yeah, loves Christmas, my brother.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you did it.
Yeah.
Because, now, how long did it take to work on it? Was it a long process?
Well, yeah, you know, figure a year, you know. I
wow.
mean, it takes 6 months to put it all together, but figure a year from start, you know, looking the songs over, how we want to produce them, going into the studio, put it all together. So figure about a year, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, the effort really, really shows. And coming up in the next break, we're going to play a song, Rise Up and Follow,
ooh.
Which is one of the originals,
yeah.
right?
Yes, one of my originals.
And that's a great song. Now, here's the deal, Marty. You know, I'm in a good mood today. I feel like giving something away.
Smooth.
I think somebody out there wants to get a copy of your Christmas CD.
Give it out.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines. Our operators are standing by, or actually they're sitting by, to be honest. So if you call, Marty, what caller do you think we should take? What caller should we give away the CD?
I like the number 7.
7? Wow. We're going to go with number 7. Boy, we normally go with number 3 or 4. Marty's going with number 7.
You so, light them up, folks. Come
that's
on.
Right. So here you go. 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. If you are caller number 7, you get a free copy of Marty Ritello's Christmas CD, O Holy Night.
That's it. That's
I like
title.
That title.
Thank you. Thank you.
It really takes us, that title takes us back to that holy night.
Oh, man.
When Christ was born, right?
Greatest. Mm-hmm. The greatest night.
That's right. So 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. We're going to give you a copy of Marty Ritella's new CD.
Now, if you're driving, pull over. Don't call while you're driving.
That's right.
Unless you have
That's
voice
right.
activated.
We can wait. We can wait for a few minutes, right?
There.
We'll be here. So, 215-345-1570.
Do call.
That's right. And caller number 7 gets a free copy of Marty's CD. Marty, do you have a favorite song on the CD? I know that's hard.
I do. My favorite song is Hello. It's a second track. And it's When Mary Meets Elizabeth. And it's a simple hello, the sound of your greeting, Elizabeth
wow.
says. And it's a simple hello, Mary's hello. And, yeah, that's my favorite, just my favorite.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, when you write these songs, do you just get them like this?
Yeah, Gary.
It's a process?
It comes, yeah. It's a beautiful journey with the Holy Spirit to just know that whenever he wants to give it to me, you know,
yeah.
whether it's an adoration, whether it's sleeping in bed, you know, you pop out of bed, whether it's driving, even driving, I got to pull over to the side of the road, you know. Thank God for cell phones. I can pop
yeah.
it right on my phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's beautiful, yeah. And I just say yes, and over 3,000 songs in the last, you know, 30 years.
3,000
yeah.
songs.
It's crazy.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Let me give the number out one more time. 215-345-1570. Holy Spirit Radio. Call, folks. Yeah.
I like the way you say that.
Well, thank you.
Can you do that number again just so I can
yeah,
listen to your voice?
215-345-1570.
You got a great voice.
Thank you.
And you're pretty cute, too.
All right.
We have a good relationship.
There it is.
There
it is.
Me and
yeah.
Dave. But, Marty, I'm so glad to have you here because you travel a lot, too. You travel around the world.
Thanks, Gary.
Right?
I mean, yeah, I do, but mostly in the country. I really
okay.
stay in the country. I think the evangelization of America is really important in bringing the love of Jesus, and that's what I do. That's
Amen.
It. Yeah.
And where can we follow you online?
SpiritPowerMusic.org. Okay? SpiritPowerMusic.org.
And you are on Facebook as
also
well,
also
right?
Facebook.
Marty Ritello?
Under a guy named Marty Ritello.
That's
yeah.
right. And we're going to have this link, that spiritinthemorning.com, to make sure that you get to follow Marty. The last time you were on the program, I got a lot of comments from people. You're very well known. People know you, and they love
God,
you.
You
and I first met at a retreat at Sacred Heart in Riverton, New Jersey.
Mm.
And that was our first meeting, and I was impressed. Not only with your testimony, because you're such a powerful speaker, but with your music. Fantastic musician, great speaker. You got it all, brother.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit's awesome. You know, it's nice to put it all together. You know,
yeah.
it's a little different than most speakers. Some people just speak. Some people just give concerts.
Right.
I like doing both, you know. So,
that's right.
Praise God.
That's right. Well, you're winning lots of souls for Christ.
You know what? He's part of the family now. You know, two times here, you're in. You were in the first time,
Marty. I'm a son.
Awesome.
That's right.
I'm a son of Holy Spirit Radio.
You're What do we have? Oh, we have a winner.
Winner.
We have a winner.
Whoa.
I thought my wife Eileen was throwing a cheer over there, but she's trying to say stop.
Thanks, Dale.
So, Marty, we have a winner. When we come back, we got lots more for you on Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimek.
Ready?
From far and near, the glory of God, the light is here. The nations will praise, the people will sing. The gifts that they bring for their King. The Lord is coming, we have seen His light. We've come to adore Him, we have seen His light. We have seen His light, we have seen His light. Rise up. A star. We started our journey from afar. The light is strong from holy flames. We're drawn to the love that the Spirit
Man, now I am wide awake. Rise Up and Follow by Marty Rotella. Dave Parker, isn't that a great song?
It is.
Marty, that is so cool. That's an original.
Praise God, yeah. It is, rise up and follow. You know,
what a great message for
the kings. You know, you see these kings on camels coming, you know, just rise up, the shepherds, you know. So us too.
Perfect for spirit in the morning. Rise up and follow, right? That's today. Right. Rise up, follow the Lord. That's what we're all about. Well, we have a winner.
Oh,
Krista from Warminster, St. Robert Bellarmine Parish, won a copy of Marty Rotella's CD.
Congratulations.
So we're going to be sending that out to you, Krista. Thank you for all the calls. We reached a record volume of calls, Marty.
Woo-hoo.
You need to come back. You know,
you
need to come
want.
Back. We love you. We love having you on the show. It's just a real blast to have you down here to be sharing with us as we reach out and help people get their day started.
Absolutely.
Right, Dave?
Yeah, I wanted to say something that Marty just said about, you know, rise up shepherds. Yep. That reminded me of Gary talking to the horse. You're kind of our local shepherd, okay?
Talk and, about that, yeah.
When we first started and the weather was much nicer, right next to our property is another property that have horses.
Yeah.
And Gary went over to meet one, and he had never met one.
Yeah,
so
Marty,
he's kind of a shepherd.
I'm from Philly, right? I'm a city boy. I never met a horse before. So there's these horses over at the fence. I walk over, right? And
yeah.
I say, well, how do you call a horse? Like, I don't know. Do you call it like a dog? So I started making horse calling noises, and they start coming. Three horses start coming over, and I'm thinking, "Oh my gosh, what's going to happen now? They're going to hop the fence. They're going to eat me." Like,
what's
so,
next?
So then the one horse came and stayed, right?
Absolutely.
And he
we got photos.
We got photos. Reached over the fence, and I think, okay, now what do I do? Where do you pet a horse? So, so I like kind of stroked his head
mane,
a little,
like his mane.
Yeah. And he didn't bite me, so it worked out. So I got to meet a horse.
Yeah. There you go.
So you're our resident shepherd.
Yeah, I guess so. He could call
What's
me that.
What's the horse's name? Mr. Ed?
And I found out the horse is a listener. He likes the program. So
oh, there you go.
Yeah, he likes,
yeah,
likes
really.
He's dancing. I see him. He's dancing out there.
Oh, yeah. So
he was our first caller.
That's right. And that's hard for a horse to make that call
because
you know, with the hoofs, it's hard.
It's
all right, now we're really getting
Bring it back.
I think it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. And I want to get you guys to weigh in on this. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day comes from Exodus 16:4, and we're going to have this linked at spiritofthemorning.com, and incidentally we will have Marty's website linked there as well as the daily scripture readings. Here's the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Then the Lord said to Moses, I am going to rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus will I test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. I like that verse, Marty, because I'm the type of guy, Marty and Dave, that I want to make sure that I'm taken care of for the rest of my life. So I want the Lord to just give me everything I need so I can relax and not worry about asking each day for what I need. That's my tendency.
Okay.
But that's not what he wants.
You
want to
be on autopilot and just be comfortable.
Okay, now I'm comfortable, right, Marty? That doesn't work.
Well, you know what I like about that verse? I like the words rain down.
Mm.
It's not just a drizzle. It's not just, you know, a few drops. I'm going to let it pour down on you. And that's what I want to see God. God's pouring stuff down on me constantly. He's awesome.
Yeah,
but you know, we do. We put God way up there and, you know, we don't realize he's real. He's the rain coming down constantly, but we don't see it. So I love that. Rain down, God. Rain down on me. Yeah.
Rain
just
down.
Keep pouring it
and
down.
And he wants to give us so much.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
A lot of times, Dave, we don't ask.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think it goes back. I'm a convert.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Christians, Catholic and Protestant Christians, I mean, they think, well, I'm not going to ask. I'm afraid. Maybe I won't get it. No, ask.
Yeah.
Right. He wants us to ask.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's awesome.
And if it's not good for us, we're not going to get it. But that's okay because it's not good for us. He will give us what we need, not necessarily what we want.
Exactly.
Be not afraid.
Exactly.
But why would we really want something that's not good for us?
Exactly. Who wants that?
But that's where the trust comes in. That's where our Blessed Mother can help us, to trust that the Lord really does know best, because as we've all learned, He does know best.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing starts with obedience. You know, obedience is just faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to say, yo, God, you know, I don't really know you that well, but, you know, I want to know you better. So, hey, you got me.
Yeah.
Show me.
Yeah. You know what I liked about what you just said, yo, God? When we talked last time, you spent time with the Lord, and you talk to him. You call him big guy.
Every day.
Right?
Yeah.
Yo, big guy.
Because he's so real to you.
He is.
And that's so cool. That's our Holy Father is emphasizing this over and over. He wants God. God is real. He wants us to know, hey, we can talk to him. We can unload on him. If we're having a hard time, he wants us to really to share our thoughts with him.
Oh, amen.
Right?
Amen.
I was just going to say that. I mean, that's what struck me from when Marty was here before.
Yeah.
He said, you know, even when you're having a bad day and you're mad, you're angry at something, mm-hmm. and you're not getting what you think you should, I mean, you talk to him. And, yeah. and he listens in all voices.
Yeah, you know, this one priest told me, he said, you got to cry out. I said, cry out? What do you mean cry out? Yeah. He goes, yeah, you got to say, yo!
Yeah, right.
No, you know, hey, and that's what I do. You know,
yeah.
and if you don't have that personal relationship with people, do it. You don't have to do it in front of people.
Right.
Get in front of your bed before you go to sleep and just get on your knees and say, yo, big guy, yo!
Right,
you know,
right.
Where are you? Help me out. Let's talk here.
Right. So. That's the message throughout the Psalms. We see the psalmist. I mean, there's all kinds of emotions contained in the Psalms.
Amen.
Right? Thanksgiving, desperation, and that's, yo, big guy, that's it, right?
The prayer that Jesus and Mary said every day was the Psalms.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Really, really powerful. Now, Marty, we've got a couple minutes left. I'm going to put you on the spot, and I will ask you if you would close with prayer for us, because
sure.
I know you're a great prayer. But before we do that, Dave, I want to point out that we will be live at the mm-hmm. Dining Car on Frankfort Avenue tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Now, you're going to make it there.
I'm going to make it there.
I don't have to come get you, right?
No.
Okay, because there is breakfast involved.
Oh, yes.
So, if there's food involved, I don't have to worry about Dave showing up.
That's it. Really.
So, we got some great food. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Dining Car right off of the Academy Road exit of I-95. So, come out and see us. We will have giveaways. I'll have copies of my books. We'll have some CDs to give away. All you got to do is stop by and say hi. So, we'll have more about that later. Marty, would you do us the honor of closing this program with prayer?
You got it, my friend. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Trinity, you're awesome. God the Father, we thank you for everything. Everything. You're an amazing God. And what we say is, help us to be obedient to your will, to your love. And that comes through the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let us be the love of Jesus. Not only in the people we know, but everybody, every person we meet, that we want to be the love of Jesus. Jesus, you're awesome. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Merry Christmas, world. This is a wonderful journey. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, what a great show. Marty Rotella, you are fantastic. Thank
love
you.
Love you guys.
We love you, too.
Everybody out there, love you.
Thanks for coming on again. And again, the website is
spiritpowermusic.org.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll have that linked at spiritofthemorning.com. Thanks for listening. You're fantastic. Remember, we're going to be live tomorrow in Northeast Philadelphia. You don't want to miss it. Frank Eliason tries Scrapple.
Come on down.
For the very first time. So
that's going to be precious, man.
Have a wonderful day. Remember, wherever you are, the Lord is with you. God bless you.